Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Idyas, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud. Quick reminder. A silver sella is, do you remember? 2 silver shkalim. 1 sella, 2 shekel. A silver shekel is 2 silver dinar. 1 shekel, 2 dinar. A sella is 4 dinar. A dinar is 192 copper prutais. So a sella is 768 prutais. Again, you don't have to remember the exact amounts. Zakta Mishnah. Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud. Till now we were talking about this person's on the way to Yerushalayim. That's what we were discussing in Mishnah Tess. He has too many copper coins. He wants to switch it for a sella, so it's easier to carry. Shammai may say it's okay. They still say, no. I don't want you to come in with 0 copper coins, because then everyone's going to need copper coins in one shot, and the price is going to shoot up. Zok de Mishnah weiter. Now we're talking about we're already in Yerushalayim. Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud. A pirate sella shel Meiser Sheni b'Yerushalayim. Someone's in Yerushalayim. Meiser, he has a sella of Meiser Sheni. He needs prutas. He's going to go into the fruit store. Can you go into the fruit store with a $100 bill and buy an orange? It'll give you a hard time. Imagine if he came in with a $1,000 bill to buy an orange. So I need to switch it up for prutas. Beis Shami Oimrim, the Beis Shami say, b'chala sella mois. If you want, take the entire sella and ask for all the prutas. He's going to be asking for 768 prutas. Hope he has big enough shopping bags. Beis Hillel Oimrim, the Beis Hillel say, no. B'shekel for a shekel, it's a half a sella. Kesef. Half a sella he should change for kesef matbeis. And the other half of the sella, ubeshekel mois, for the other half of the sella, he should exchange it for prutais. Every time you need prutais, the biggest coin you can exchange is a shekel of kesef for the prutais. If we're going to let him exchange a whole sella for prutais in one shot, there's going to be too many prutais. People will be left with too many prutais. Now, people come to Yerushalayim to be early regal. That's when they want to use their Meiser Sheni money. Yom Tov is over. I still have prutais. I still didn't buy enough food. There's a limit to how much I can buy and eat. So I have two choices. Leave it for next Yom Tov, but prutais, the copper prutais, physically begin to decay. Now, I could turn around and redeem it back for larger coins, but that means I'm going to pay the money changer twice. First for changing the big coins into prutais, and then for changing the little coins back into big coins. It's like when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you want to change your dollars for shekels. You want to try to figure it out that you use up the shekels when you're in Eretz Yisrael. You have to change it back to dollars because you left with too many shekels. You're paying twice. Every time you exchange, the man that's exchanging it for you is not doing it for free. But that's not such a problem because you can always use the shekels next time. The problem with the copper coins is that they decay. You have to use them. They like expire. So the Bashami say, just change everything into prutais. Don't worry about it. The Basil say, we are worried about it. I want to limit how much you could exchange into prutas. Vayter, Zakta Mishnah. There's a third shita. Hadonim lifnei chachamim. These are the tamidim that are sitting before the chachamim. Oimrim, they say like this. B'shloisha dinarim kesef u'b'dinar mois. A sella is 4 dinarim, right? If you want to switch a sella, for 1 dinar you can take prutas. For the other 3 dinarim, kesef. Again, b'shloisha dinarim kesef, you have a sella which is 4 dinarim, out of 3 dinars, which is 3/4 of the sella. You have to take silver coins, or b'dinar mois, and for the remaining dinar, which is 1/4 of the sella, that you can take in copper coins and prutas. So far we had 3 shitas. The shita of the Beis Shammai, take your sella, convert it all into prutas. It's going to be a lot of prutas. Doesn't bother me. Shita the Beis Hillel, no. Take your sella, divide it in half. 1 shekel stays kesef, the other shekel convert to prutas. Third shita, the donim lefnei chachamim, they say 3 dinars. In other words, the sella is 4 dinars. 3/4 of the sella have to be silver coins. The last dinner, 1/4, copper coins. Now we have the fourth sheet, to the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, "B'shloisha dinarim kesef." You have to take change for 3 dinars worth in silver coins, Uberevias kesef berevias mas. And out of the fourth dinar's worth of the silver sella, you can take change for only a quarter in copper coins. The rest has to be silver. In other words, a fourth of a fourth. Only a sixteenth of the original sella could be copper coins, according to the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. The Beis Shammai let me do everything. The Basila said half. The Donum of Nechachamim said a quarter. And basically, Rabbi Akiva is only letting me switch 1/16 of the sella for prutas. The fifth Shita, Rabbi Tarfin, is only going to allow us to convert out of my sella 1/20 of it for prutas. Rabbi Tarfin Oimer, Arba Aspere Kesef. Now we have a new coin called an Asper. An Asper is a Greek coin that is worth 1/5 of a dinar. So the sella is 4 dinars, 20 Aspers equals 1 sella. So again, Rabbi Tarfin Oimer, you can take change for 3 dinars worth of the sella in silver coins. And out of the fourth dinner, Arba Aspere Kesef. Out of the fourth dinner, he has to take 4 aspers, which is 4/5 of a dinner, in silver coins. And what's left to exchange for prutais? 1 asper's worth, 1/20 of the original sella for copper coins. Beis Shammai say you can take it all in prutais. Beis Hillel say half. The Dan B'Fnei Chachamim say a quarter. Rabbi Akiva says 1/16, and Rabbi Tarfin says only 1/20 can be converted out of the original sella for a pruta. Now we have one last shita, which is going to be a far more simpler shita. So again, I have a sella. What should I do with it? Shammai Yomer. Shammai says, this is a sick shita. I have a better idea. It'll make things far less complicated. Yanichena b'chanus v'yechol kenegda. Deposit the silver sella in a store with the storekeeper. Silver sella? How am I supposed to buy 1 orange like with a $100 bill? No. You keep it on credit. You keep the silver sella every time I take fruit. You deduct a little bit from a keep cheshbon. Siyanichena b'chanus. Leave the silver sella in the store. V'yechol kenegda. And every time you take food, let him deduct from it. Okay, so there are 6 shitas in our Mishnah. What do I do with the sella once I come to Yerushalayim? How much could I exchange for prutas? Shita number 1 is the shita of Shammai. Change the whole thing for prutas. It's a lot of prutas. That's 768 prutas. No problem. Do what you have to do, says the Beis Shammai. You need prutas to buy little amounts of food. We'll worry about later. The Beis Hillel say, no. You have a sella, so for half of it, for a shekel, convert that for silver matbeyes. With the other half, you can convert it to prutas. I don't want you to be stuck with prutas after Yom Tov. Master Sheni will lose out. Can't leave it for the next Yom Tov because it'll get ruined, physically decays. And if you're going to start changing it again back into bitcoins, you'll be paying twice. Then we had a third sheet of the sheet of the Donim Lefnei Chachamim. Actually, the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, this would be Shimon ben Azai, Shimon ben Zayma, Chanan HaMitzri, Chananya ben Chachinai, some say also Shimon HaTimni, or Shimon ben Anas. Don't worry, again, you don't have to memorize this. Then the Tamidim was sat before the Chachamim, they say like this. For 3 halakim of the sella, for 3 quarters of the sella, you take 3 dinarim. But the last dinner, a quarter of it can go for prutais, and that's it. Rabbi Akiva says, yeah, you can take your sella for 3 dinarim are converted to kesef. And the last dinner, out of the 4th dinar's worth of silver sella, you can take change for only a quarter of the copper coins. In other words, a fourth of a fourth, 1/16 of the original sella could be copper coins, that's it. Reb Tarfin says you have to take change for 3 dinarim worth of the sella in silver coins. And the last dinner, here's how you divide it. First get 4 aspere kesef. That's 4/5 of a dinar. That's in silver coins. And you're left with only 1 asper's worth. That's only 1/20 of the original sella for copper coins. And Shammai has what would perhaps be the most easiest Messiah or Eitzah. Just give the whole silver coin to the shopkeeper and say, keep a cheshbon. Whatever I take, keep deducting from it.